Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Once again, I'm so thankful that you're with me today. Thank you for taking the time out and praying and studying the Word of God. It's so important that we're vigilant about the Word of God in these days that we live in. We know that there's so many things that are going on outside in the world and influences and voices that are attempting to alter the way we think or speak. And the way that we act in the world. So we always love to go to the Lord in prayer as we begin our study. And so I ask you to pray with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word. It is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Lord, we don't have to sin against you when we know your word. And Lord, I'm so grateful that you've given us the power to be able to know what your Holy Spirit is leading us into, knowing that that is the truth. And Lord, empower us to live according to the truth. So that we'll be pleasing unto you. We ask you to bless our time of study today. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Instructions Concerning the Colossian Letter. And it's written in the book of Colossians chapter 4, verse 16. As we've been studying the final words of Paul the Apostle to the church located in Colossae, where Paul has mentioned several men who were helpful to him in the ministry, in chapter 4 and verse 16 of his letter, Paul gave the Colossians instructions concerning their receipt of this letter and what they should do after they read it. We read, "And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it also be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea." The verse begins, "And when this epistle is read among you," Paul gives his first instruction to the Colossians by making a presumption. "And when this epistle is read," there was no doubt in Paul's mind that as soon as they received the letter, they would read it. Paul's thought was when it should be read or it would be read, and not if it was. The verse goes on to say, "Cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans." After the letter was read by or to the church members, the Colossians were to cause that it be read, or to make sure, carry out, perform, and do rightly that it is read also in the church of the Laodiceans. At the time of duplication of letters and books, wasn't as easy at that time to as it is today. The sharing of documents was often the method of communication. Finally, the verse says, "And that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea." These words of Paul become very interesting because his instruction concerning the reading of the epistle, which means a letter from Laodicea, evidently Paul wrote a separate letter to the Laodicean church. It was to be read by the Colossians after they received and read it. We don't have copies of that letter today, so we do not know what it said. As we think about Paul's words in this verse, perhaps this is one of the simplest instructions that Paul gave to the Colossians. They were to share what they had received. We may recall that the Judaizers and Gnostics were having their influence in the church by spreading false teachings, and the purpose of this letter was to correct these pernicious heresies. It was imperative that the Colossians share this letter, and that they also be influenced by the words written to the Laodiceans. What is it that we have been received which we should make sure, carry out, perform, and do rightly that others may receive it as well? May the Lord bring to our mind the duties of duplication and multiplication throughout his kingdom and for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Next time we learn about a man named Archippus and the command directed toward him. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.